Yeah, and then her knees fell off.
Gosh, shittest blowjob ever.
I know, right?
So unfortunate. It's
very weird.
Wait, we're rolling. We probably shouldn't talk about
it. Oh, okay, sorry. Right, okay. Welcome, guys. Welcome back to the Dr. Kat Baker Show, okay? The longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines. And this is where you will find help with all your problems as I, Dr. Kat Baker, self-described psychiatrist, will fix all your problems. And today we're joined by the lovely Annie Charlotte.
Hello.
So you are in the same industry as me.
Yeah, we might dabble in the same field a little bit.
Yes. You whip it out.
Yeah, I whip it out a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Just love to whip it.
You've been doing that long?
Do you know what? I have been whipping it out for a long time. I've been solo strumming for 5 years.
Okay.
And I've been group partying for about a year and a half, maybe a year.
Oh. Yeah. Who did you do your first video with?
Do you know what? I did my first video like with partners and stuff. So it was all like very like tame and not very exciting. Then went on like a collab holiday to Marbella, being bougie, and ended up in an orgy and a gangbang, and then just really just didn't go back from there, actually.
Happens to the best of us.
It does. Yeah. It does, really.
Yeah. Never happened, although it hasn't happened to me.
I haven't done that one yet. It's okay, I'll take you on holiday.
Thank you so much. We can have a great time. We have to say, you're a very special woman.
Yes, some might say.
Some might say you're a double woman.
Yeah, some might say yes.
So you have two vaginas?
Yeah, I have two of everything. So I have two uteruses, two cervixes, and two vaginas.
What?
The whole double whammy.
That is mad.
Yeah.
Well, it's not mad, you know, it's just how you are.
Yeah, it's just science.
I'm like, freak. No, but
to be fair, it is quite freaky. 0.3% of women have this thing called uterus Delphius. It's actually Didelphus, but I think Delphius sounds way prettier, so I'll call it that. But that is any form of having two uteruses, to having two uteruses, two cervixes, or having two uteruses, two cervixes, and two vaginas. So you can have like just parts, but I have the whole thing, so it's even rarer.
So could you get pregnant by two different guys?
At different times, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, it's wild.
So could you have two different babies on two different uteruses?
Yes. So I could have quadruplets, but they wouldn't even be quadruplets. It'd be set of like two twins that are just brother and sister.
Has that happened?
No.
No, but I mean like in the world.
Oh, I was going to say, no, I have not been pregnant, actually.
Yeah, I have like five kids downstairs.
Yeah, they're just waiting in the hallway. Mom, what are you doing on this podcast? Just talking about sex, babes. Birds and the bees. I don't think it has happened, but there are women that have had like one, I believe that, well, I don't actually know. I've never looked into that. I know women with my condition that have been pregnant, and they're pregnant and obviously in one uterus, but I've never heard of them having both. Maybe I just need to do that to break some world records.
Because imagine
you could
have two babies at the same time of like two different ethnicities.
I know, and also they could be months apart.
That's mad.
It's crazy. No, I think about it all the time. But like, I'm on the pill, so I can't really think about that. But no, I do think about it. I'm like, crazy stuff. It is a bit insane.
And so is it like visible from the outside?
No, so I have one labia.
Okay.
So anyone that doesn't know, because I feel like since I've started telling people about two vaginas, you do have to discuss female anatomy. The labia is the outside bit of the vagina. So that's just your flaps and your out bit. Then it opens up and I have one clit, which is the bit we all love.
Okay.
And then it opens up and it's like two separate vagina canals. And that's obviously the vagina bit. So I have two of those. But have a photo if you'd like to
see. Yeah, can I see, please?
Yeah, of course. Let me grab my
phone. I feel like, so guys, it's not like two fleshlights next to each other. Just making that clear to the men at home.
I know. Do you know what? That is the biggest thing I get. Like, why can't I see them? And I'm like, well, it's inside. It is internal. Also, it's why I make no money, because people would leak my bloody, just me nude all the time, and they'd be able to see my two vaginas. Yeah. So it's lucky that it's that way. This is a really invasive picture, by the way.
Don't worry. I'm a medical doctor, so.
Trigger warning. There is a lot to see here. So this is the, can you see that wall there?
Oh my God.
And then there's that one vagina, two vagina.
Oh. So it makes me go a bit funny. The silver thing makes me think of my smear test.
Yeah, no, it's like, speculum or speculum or something.
That is crazy.
It is. It's wild. It's actually, it is pretty insane. And do you know what is even more insane is shoving that thing inside you is an experience and a half.
Oh, did you buy that off Amazon or something?
No, you can buy them off Love Honey. It's like in the kinky section.
Oh, like the medical kink stuff.
Yeah, there's like a... people that use them for BDSM and stuff. And I didn't realise it was me just innocently being like, research and science purposes.
Do you find one tunnel gets more love than the other?
The right does. The right is more dominant than the left. Oh. It's like bigger and deeper, whereas the left is tighter and shallower. So it actually does depend on size, which one you can go in.
So when it's your period, what do you use?
Our tampons, but I have to double dip.
Oh my god,
I have to double dip. So I have to put up one to see which one's bleeding, and like just to make sure like which one's on the period. Yeah, it's insane. Sometimes I have two periods a month as well, because like
ovaries,
they don't talk to each other, because I only have one set of ovaries.
Yeah,
but they don't communicate. It's like they've accepted that they're like separate.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. Is it like you were meant to be a twin and then, but you just became one person? Is that kind of like the science behind it?
Yeah, I ate my twin in the womb.
Yeah.
No, God just woke up one day and he was like, I want a future porn star that's really good. So I'm going to give her two vaginas so she has to do it. They say it's sometimes related to like, I don't have this, but I know someone who doesn't, she only has one kidney, but she has two vaginas, like in uteruses. So her kidney, they think her kidney became her vagina, like her uterus.
But my god,
I have both, so I'm extra special. I have two kidneys and two uteruses.
Just double blessed. Double blessed. Right, we're gonna get straight into answering some fan problems.
Oh my
okay
god, I'm so ready.
I feel like you understand horny autistic man, because that's my fan base.
Oh my god, yeah, no, yes. I'm horny autistic female.
Exactly.
I'm ready.
We represent all, okay? So we're going to do it. Right, I've got some voice notes and we're going to go through them. Weirdly enough, we've had some women send some messages in.
Ooh.
So these are real problems.
I'm not very good at women problems. Like, about talking to other women. I've noticed I had a subscriber that was a female and I was like, panic.
Yeah. I've had that before and I'm like, I don't know what to say.
I know, I don't know how to help her.
Yeah.
I had one time, I do a lot of live streams, tons. Mm. And obviously when you're live, you do like cock rates and stuff and all of this. And this lady came in and she was like, oh, could you rate my vagina? And I was like,
I've had that.
I was like, lads, how do I rate a vagina? And they were like giving me pointers. So you comment on this bit and this bit and this bit. We like all of these. So I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I've got my bullet points on how to rate a vagina. But without that, no.
Do you think, I do get, some of the women that I have had subscribe to my fans, I think a lot are men.
100% pretending. There are many men pretending to be women.
There's been one or two women I'm like, no, that is a woman. Mm. I can tell. But then it's like their kink of pretending to be a woman.
I don't get that one.
And I think they use photos of someone.
Yeah, because it's like they'll send me like full blown photos of them being like, not them being a woman, as in like a random woman online. And I'm like, if you want to like role play, like I could role play, but not. I don't know why we're sending me this random lady's vagina. But it's like, do you know some people send you like fake penises that aren't even theirs? And they'll ask you to rate it. And it's like, if you don't even Google images and you type in cock, it would be like the first result. So I guess it's not uncommon. I've had a subscriber send me one, and then the next day another subscriber sent me the exact same one. I'm like, why do I know that? Why have I seen this
before?
Okay,
that's definitely happened to me. Because some people, they just message me and I'll be like, no, your energy does not match that cock. Yeah.
You're not giving that.
Yeah. Right, okay, let's go. First problemo. Okay, let's go.
Right, so I'm 23 and my boyfriend is 26. And we moved in together like 3 months ago. But we've been together for like 2 years. But he is obsessed with anal, honestly. Like, I get it. I have a nice puckered arsehole and I like anal, but here and there I sort of do it as like, I don't know what you say, I kind of do it as like a form of payment. Like, if I want him to get me dinner or like go to an activity, then I will sometimes give him anal, so he'll do it. But yeah, but that was at the start, so maybe like once a week. And there was one time where I let him do it because I had like really bad thrush. But now he just seems to only want to do it up the arse and never wants to put it in my pussy, which I find really, I don't know, how do I get him to fuck my pussy again?
Oh, poor girl.
That is really unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, have you paid for stuff with anal before?
I've never used anal as a form of payment, no. But if I could, I'd be whipping it out all the time. Tesco, yeah. Just shove it on my ass, please.
I know.
Sorry, that'll be £100 for your I weekly know. Shop. No,
I've got a butthole.
Yes.
I'll take it.
I know, I do find people like, you use your body to pay your bills. And it's like, you don't like go into Sainsbury's and flash tits. That's not how it works.
Imagine. But, yeah. If it did. Sorry, actually some people pay £3 a month for that shit. So yeah. Cough it up. I'll just flash you 10 times, that's 30 quid.
Yeah, if a homeless person's like, has a spare change, it's like, here's a spare tenner.
Imagine, I'll help you out. They're like, I didn't need that.
Yeah. But okay, so this is funny because it reminds me, I saw the film Teeth the other day. So, you know the film about the woman?
With the vagina teeth.
Yeah. And like the guy, her stepbrother is in it. And I think he tries to molest her one day. So her vagina bites his finger. But he, ever since then, is scared of doing it in the pussy. So with his girlfriend, he does it in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe this man, maybe his penis was bit.
By a vagina.
Yeah.
That's so unfortunate.
Mm.
That poor penis. Some people do just prefer anal, unfortunately.
Have you done anal?
Yeah. I had an anal phase. I was obsessed.
Oh.
I used to only like fuck myself in the ass as well, like solo.
Really?
I was so obsessed. I would like my fuck machine all the time just be in my asshole.
Oh my God.
I actually had this conversation this weekend, so this is wild. Yeah, I love it. Like, also as well, when I masturbate in my ass, in my pussy, and
yeah.
Vibrator on the clit, like butt plug, sometimes a full dildo and then one in my pussy and one on my clit. Love it.
That is, I love the dedication to the nut, like that, like you're dedicated to coming, like because I will for me, just reaching for a vibrator is enough. Like if I have to, I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered.
Oh, no, it is. It's long. It's
long.
It's like, that's when I used to, like, use my fuck machine. It was, like, setting it all up. I was like, this is so, so, so long.
Fuck machines, they're great, but the setup is insane.
Oh, my God. And it's also, like, you have to get the perfect angle. You can only redo it laying down. If you're in doggy, like, it's going to be... And it's also when it comes out and it's just, like, flapping you. You're like, Jesus. But
yeah, if you had a boyfriend who only wanted to do anal,
I'd dump him.
Yeah,
I wouldn't just. I couldn't. I love anal. Don't get me wrong, but I couldn't do it all day every day. You'd prolapse.
Yeah,
you'd get like what those things that stick at hemorrhage. Oh
yeah, and then you rosebud. That's what it's called.
Oh, is that where,
when you prolapse? I had someone message me that the other day. They went, "Will you rosebud for me?" I was like, "No." Do you want me to injure myself?
That will never that will never go back as well. It's like
it goes back in, but it's never the same. Like it happens again.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Makes me feel a bit queasy. Yeah, because I think when I was doing like all the anal stuff, I did get a bit carried away, and I do think there was a time that I was like, "Is my like asshole falling out right now?" And I'm like, I can't actually do that. So I think maybe it's time to stop. So my recommendation to her is to turn around to him and be like, my butthole is off.
Yeah.
Do you know what she should say? She'd be like, yeah, you can keep fucking me in the ass if I get to fuck you in the ass at least once.
Yeah, I always think that's a good one. Men who are obsessed with anal, they need to get it in their ass as well.
Oh yeah, if you're going to give it, you've got to be able to take it. 100%. And that's my advice to you, lady.
Also, I feel like they should do you know, you were doing too much anal. If they had like a, you know, when they're like, oh, you should only eat like, you should only have a certain amount of glasses of wine a week. Like, you should only do anal a certain amount a week.
Yeah, 100%. Or just eat a shit ton of Mexicans who shit all over his dick and then he'll never want to do it again.
That is true. Poop is a good way to put them off. I do know a lot of people who, like, they put off by doing anal because of the poop.
Yeah.
So you could...
Well, it's just, like, the thing is, people that are upset about that, it's going in your butthole. what comes out of that?
Yeah, if you play in mud, you're going to get messy.
Literally. Mm.
God. No, yeah, I couldn't. So I don't do, like, I put like a butt plug up there. Mm. I don't do like anal.
Highly recommend. It is very pleasurable.
I can totally imagine it is. I think it's just the, you've really got to work your way up to it. I've got enough going on. Do you know what I mean?
I'm working on other things right now other than stretching my asshole.
Yeah, you you've got to train for it a bit, I think.
Do you know, once you kind of start, then like once you're there, you can just keep going. But 100%, like right now, I haven't done anything in about a year. So I'm like, if I ever decide to do it again, I definitely know it's going to have to be like a...
like virgin.
Yeah. That's also a good thing, isn't it? It just goes back to normal. Bloody fantastic.
I know. So... guys, don't worry about getting a baggy hole. You'd have to be really...
Some women do, though, don't they? Have you seen someone was telling me about a porno they watched the other day. Well, they didn't watch it the other day. They were telling me about it the other day. Where he made an omelette in her butthole because she was gaping so badly. Like, he, like... this is on some weird part of the internet that I've never watched. But like he cracked like eggs in her butthole, like scrambled it, made her shit it onto a fryer, and then they ate it. An omelette from her bum.
Oh God, not everything has to be a kink sometimes. I'm like, oh my God.
Do you know what? If you can think of it, there's a kink for it, 100%.
But that's like... this is the longest running podcast in the world, and it's the longest running podcast in the world for a reason. I am the most dedicated podcaster that has ever lived, and I am so grateful for your guys' support. But if you want to support me further, you can now sponsor the Ramblings of a Narcissist for just £4 a month. Go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow and you will find episodes that are more personal, more unhinged than anything we can post on YouTube, as well as early access to YouTube episodes and also extended cuts. We can say things there that we cannot say here, you know, all just kind of things that might get me cancelled. Because if you don't know, there are a lot of people that don't want to see me succeed, because I am, of course, the most powerful podcaster in the world. So go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow and support me for just £4 a month. I couldn't do this without you guys. Thank you. At least with your hole, if one of your hole gets baggy, you can just use the other one.
Oh my God, I know, literally. I've got two. One gets tired, the other one's ready and raring to go. I've got three down there, like, ready, like,
yeah,
sub me in, coach.
So oh my God, yeah, you have four sex holes.
Yeah,
I only have three. So you're a better woman than me.
I'm a better woman than every woman.
God, I'm going to have to start using my ears to keep up.
Yeah, maybe nostrils. I've considered nostrils, but have a really small penis. Yeah. Do you know what? Finally, a use for the micro penis. Just shove it in your nostril.
Yeah, have you ever seen a penis small enough that it could fit in a nostril?
Unfortunately, yes. But not in person.
Yeah, just on OnlyFans. Mm.
Have you, that was behind that. I've seen a
really small one, but I still think it'd be too big to get in the nostril. It could probably get in the ear. I think. But my nostrils are kind of tight.
I don't want to brag, but my nostrils are
virgin nostrils. Right, let's do the next problem. Okay.
Keep this anonymous, but my second cousin said she has a thing for me, and I don't know what to do with that information. Any advice?
Oh, it's only your second cousin. You're not even related.
That's what I think. Second cousin is barely related.
Barely. Is that like... Who even is your second cousin?
So that could be like your mum's cousin?
Your mum's cousin? Well, she might be old then.
Or your cousin's cousin.
Your cousin's cousin. Oh, you're not even related.
Yeah.
Shagger.
Yeah.
Put your dick deep inside and then nut and then go away.
I don't
see that. That was bad. but she's only your second cousin, so don't bother.
Yeah, but I guess there's an argument it could be weird at the
Christmas.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Is your second cousin even coming to Christmas?
Yeah, I've probably seen my second cousin twice my whole life.
Yeah, I don't think I even know. Yeah. I couldn't even tell you if I have a second cousin. Unless that's my cousin's children.
That might be second cousin. I think a different couple, different things can be second cousin.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, to be fair, I've never seen them.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think...
I don't think that's... Not to belittle how they're feeling at all, but I don't think that's a...
I think that's kind of wild. You don't hear many women admitting to fancying, like, a relative, no matter how distant.
No.
The fact that she's told him means she's quite up for it.
Yeah. Imagine... You go, say if you do go to Christmas and you do go to Thanksgiving if you're American and you do go to like a couple of functions a year, you know at least 3 times a year you're getting laid.
And
win.
And I think, and I don't think anything really bad comes from that. I do, it is weird the amount of, had that thought, been like, oh, can you send in my problems? The amount of people who have like said they'd done it with their first cousin. That I think's too far.
Yeah. Well, because you're like quite related then.
That's your mum's sibling's child.
Yeah, it's quite close. A bit too close for comfort.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think now. I'm so sorry, cousin. But I'm now just trying to think about having sex with my cousin and it's just not happening. Like, do you know there's something, do you know you can imagine everything? Like, I feel like there's most things you can, having sex with my cousin. Not up there. Yeah. It's like, it's not something I can even envision in my head.
Yeah. And I don't think my family would be happy about it.
Imagine, oh, Mum, sorry, I just fucked my cousin.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You'd definitely not be invited to Christmas. Neither of you would be. So you'd go from getting laid 3 times a year with your second cousin to going laid 0 times a year because you fucked your cousin.
I think... if they did jag the second cousins, would they tell any other family members, do you think, or just keep it a secret?
Oh, it depends. That depends. If she's like a, if you're shagging and she's a hottie, like a, and the whole like town know that she's a hottie.
She's probably not if she wants to fuck her second cousin. That's...
I feel like maybe, yeah, maybe not. So, no, maybe it is like a secret. Maybe you will keep it. Maybe that makes it more fun, though. I feel like secrets keep it more fun, don't they?
I think that makes it more interesting.
Yeah. But I feel like he's probably going to tell his friends, but not his family.
And it's like, it's not, yeah, tell your friends.
But he's told you.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be in on this secret.
Yeah, yeah. I'm honoured, my child, for telling
We're
me.
Invested now. If you guys fuck, you have to.
I think it's like, that is the kind of thing where even though it's technically okay to fuck your second cousin, I still probably wouldn't let your family know that it's happened. Because it could, they could still be a bit like...
I'd imagine you're like...
But your mates are probably supportive.
Your second uncle, I'm not sure who that is, but imagine like her dad finding out. Bam. Instantly you're going to be punched in the face.
Yeah, I think it's best to just nut it and not...
Not and not tell.
We were thinking, so there was a segment we were thinking of doing where it was, is the nut worth it?
I love that.
Yeah, I think that's probably worth it, the nut.
Oh, yeah, the nut's worth it. Cousin, yeah.
First cousin, not worth it.
No.
I don't think.
The nut is worth it for the second, but not the first.
I agree.
To be fair, though, if your second... What, imagine if your first cousin was Megan... One second. Imagine if your first cousin is Megan Fox. Are you going to nut? I probably would try and push it.
Probably.
Like, imagine going to Christmas every year and your second cousin is just Megan Fox. You'd be like, I'll treat you better than Machine Gun Kelly, I promise, baby.
It's kind of funny, though. You think when people like that hot, you almost feel like they don't have cousins. I don't know why. No. I feel like having a cousin would be beneath them.
She
like,
just exists in this world. She's got no family. Yeah. She's just like a higher being.
Yeah, she's just like a hottie.
Yeah.
So she doesn't like need cousins. I don't know. No one needs cousins.
No, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, like...
She just doesn't have a family. Who is she?
Yeah.
It's just hot Megan Fox.
Exactly. I think that's what people think about me as well. Like, oh God, she's too hot to even exist.
Yeah, you've got no cousins then. Too hot for that.
Oh yeah, too hot for that.
Nice.
I'm too hot to be... I'm AI, if you don't...
Oh my God. This isn't... So realistic. Yeah, Jesus.
This isn't an AI podcast.
But I can touch... Oh my God, you can even touch the AI now. The world, it's crazy.
Excellent. I was made by Elon Musk. So.
Oh, wow. Elon Musk's baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Surprised your name isn't like Z.
He is the baby father of my child. So.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
Right. We're going to do another one.
I'm ready.
Okay, this is another woman that sent one in. Okay.
There's a girl at work that fancies me and my boyfriend, and she's begged me to let him get her pregnant.
So imagine you have a boyfriend and his work colleague, or no, your work colleague wants to sleep with you and your boyfriend and get knocked up by him.
Skin her alive.
Yeah.
Skin the bitch alive.
But the fact that she's brought...
Or cut her hair off.
But the fact that she's brought this up, they must have... I feel like you wouldn't bring that up out of the blue. They must have some sort of swinger vibe.
Oh, maybe. Maybe they are, like, having, like, a threesome. But she's not in the thruple. It's quite obvious they're not a thruple. So just kind of...
Yeah.
It's one of those things, stay in your lane, babes.
But also, it's like, if... Okay, you want to get pregnant... Do you mean she seriously wants to get pregnant? Do you mean or just like bred as like a king? Because if you're saying pregnant, imagine being a child born of a kinky cream pie moment. I feel like you kind of want to...
That sounds awful.
Yeah. They were like, why were you born? It's like, oh, my mum wanted to fuck this woman at work's boyfriend. It's kind of...
Yeah. And the thing is, though, if she got pregnant with his baby, is he going to leave the current girlfriend to be the dad of the baby?
I'm guessing not.
No, yeah. But I feel like a man would. If they're already having like a weird little sex dynamic, he could leave the current girlfriend, if the current girlfriend isn't pregnant, to be with the pregnant woman.
Yeah.
To be, because you don't know, he might not want to be an absent father, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
Some men are like that. Like, you see the amount of people that stay in relationships over having babies.
True.
Why would you not leave one to be with your baby?
I need to do that more often, have babies so they won't leave. Might work.
I'm terrified of babies. I can't do that one. They scare me. I have a phobia of being stuck in a lift with children.
Really?
I'm not sure where it's come from. Absolutely no clue. And the other day, my phobia nearly came to light. I just got from the gym. I got into the lift. And I never take the lift, but when I go with my friend, she's always like, please, I don't want to take the stairs.
Yeah.
Fuck it, okay. And next minute, the lift goes black. The lift is going up, down.
Oh my God, that's my worst fear.
Up, down. I'm like, and there are two groups of like families with their children.
Oh my and I'm God.
I'm like, okay, this is, I'm like holding my best friend's hand, like squeezing it. And next minute, the doors open. The kids and the mums run out. No, I just went, oh my fucking God.
Oh my God.
I cannot believe that my worst fear nearly came to life. I was like, I'm never getting this fucking lift ever again.
That is a horrible fear, getting stuck in a lift.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I have a thing about lifts anyway, and for some reason, my brain just added the children element. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, because they would start crying and then weeing and stuff.
Oh my God. Oh God. Yeah. And I've got a thing about their sticky hands.
Yeah.
Someone then turned around to me though and was like, yeah, but if you're a good parent, you just clean their hands. And I was like, okay. All right. I've got a thing about bad parents with their children then.
No, yeah.
It's a sticky hand thing. Like, I can't touch elevator buttons. Uh-uh.
Yeah, so is all that worth just a cream pie?
No.
Probably not.
Being stuck in an elevator with your child for a cream pie? Are you dumb?
I know. Is the nut worth it? No.
I would
say, yeah, a cream pie nut in your girlfriend's colleague... probably not worth it. But I don't know, just the way she sent this in, saying that the fact that it's sort of like she's considered, but I feel like there must have been some weird vibe going on that she felt bold enough to say that,
you know? Surely.
I
think it'd be outrageous for her to just be like, oh yeah, by the way, but she fancies both of them. At the start of the voice, she did say that, didn't she? She fancies me and my boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's actually wild. So either there is a weird dynamic going on, or they're really good work friends, and she's kind of like created this idea in her head that they're like a...
Yeah.
Did you see that episode of the Tattoo of Us? Do you know that program where they tattoo people?
Yes.
This girl was sleeping with her... I think she was sleeping with her friend and her boyfriend. Her friend and her boyfriend's... You know what I'm trying to say? Her friend and her friend's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she got a thruple tattoo on the friend of, like, them all naked, like, having a threesome. And she then was like, oh, yeah, I wanted to ask you to be in a thruple with me and your boyfriend. And the lady was like, you've put that on my fucking body forever.
I saw that episode.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like, it's screaming that. Yeah. I don't think the girlfriend and the boyfriend probably want it, no.
Oh, my God. No. I think, yeah, because I think... Have you been in a threesome?
I've been in a threesome, yes. Mm. Not, like, multiple times with the same people, but I've been in multiple... I've been in multiple threesomes, yes.
Yeah. What, have you always enjoyed them, or have they ever been a bit awkward?
Do you know what? The only ones I've enjoyed is where it's been two guys.
Why do you think that is?
Because I'm just there, just taking it. Don't have to think about nothing.
And it's like
one
you're
in my mouth, one in my ass, one in my pussy, wherever you want it. And I'm just like...
And you're kind of the centre of attention.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like when it's with another girl, the man kind of becomes the centre of attention a bit.
Yeah, and then if the girl isn't, like, that keen, it becomes really problematic.
Mm.
So, like, when... Don't get me wrong, like, I'm more gay for pay than anything. Like, I'm not going down on you unless I'm getting money from it. Or you've got passion fruit flavoured lube on your vagina, because that's something else. But,
Might give you... Thrush, but yeah.
100% can be thrush, but it tastes nice. But no, if they're not into it, it's really difficult. Like, my friend didn't want to kiss when we were having a threesome. The threesome was her idea. The threesome was her idea. And every time he was fucking her, I went in to kiss her and she'd kiss me back. But every time he was fucking me, she'd just be like, he told me about this afterwards. Apparently, she'd just stare at him like this.
Oh,
and he was like, I just felt so uncomfortable,
yeah,
because, like, I didn't know what to do. So it depends on who, really, when you're with a girl, like, because the girl either needs to be, like, sat on your face or, like, kissing you.
It's almost like it only works with a girl and a guy if it's the girl's idea.
Yeah,
almost like it. I totally know what you mean. When it's the guy's idea, I don't know, it just doesn't feel as...
It's more good. If there has to be reasons why the girl's doing it. If the girl is doing it just to make him happy, she's probably not going to be, like, in it as much. She's probably just going to be like, ooh. And also it depends on where you nut. Like,
yeah.
He can't nut in the other girl if it's his girlfriend, because that causes problems. But also, for camera, he has to nut in the other girl. But behind the scenes, no.
Yeah, the only threesome I've ever done was just for, like, OnlyFans. So it was just sort of...
We were
stopping and starting and, you know, getting the angles and stuff. So it wasn't like, you know.
Was it good though? Did you have fun?
Eh. Well, I mean, as fun as you do when it's like sex on camera. Like,
I have so much fun fucking on camera.
Well, you're built for it. I'm not. See, I don't. See, I'm like, I think, yeah, because I've not done that in a while because I don't enjoy it that much.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
But I do. I enjoy a fuck machine.
Doing it, yeah,
on camera.
Yeah. Also, solo is just as, like, good.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm just kind of like, now I probably just more do collabs if it was like with a partner.
Yeah. I get you.
Who was the last person you filmed with?
The last person I filmed with is Isaiah Maxwell, who was like,
that sounds familiar.
He's like a major blacked famous porn star, actually. Yeah.
Whoa. Which vagina? Got it.
Well, actually, he fucked both, but he fucked me so hard in the left that I bled. We had to stop halfway through.
Oh, no.
He was like, shit, you're bleeding. And I was like, shit, fuck. And I was like, run to the... luckily, he had a shower in his little, like, condo, like, place where he films. And I was like, having to just sort of wash it out of me.
Oh.
It was one of those moments. But went back in, filmed another half an hour. We did an hour scene in the end of it. It was really...
Wow.
Yeah. Do you know when you said I'm built for it? I fucking am. I'm obsessed.
Because I'm just... I've said this before. Like, I can barely do average dick and doggy. Like, average size dick and doggy.
Oh, no.
So tight.
Oh, we love being that tight though. We love tight.
Sorry guys, I'm sorry I have such a tight vagina. It's a blessing and a curse. We are tight vagina.
Yeah, do you know what? It's so good to have a tight vagina.
Yeah, if you hold your mic just a bit like that.
Like this.
Yeah. No, like that. Yeah.
Oh, am I holding it to my mouth wrong? No. Sorry, I just like.
No, they're stupid mics. We need better ones.
I just like sucking dick. So it's somebody just like what I'm
just
used
ready to
so,
munch.
Always. Yeah. It's actually so bad. I realized this weekend that I'm a massive giver, not a receiver.
Really?
And if you'd asked me 3 weeks ago, I would have told you. Well, not 3 weeks ago, maybe a couple of years ago. I was thought I was a receiver, but Jesus Christ, giving a blowjob and watching someone like fucking like spasm and orgasm is the hottest thing ever.
Oh, that's interesting. Because I'm like, I am a giver, but only if I like them. Mm. I feel like when it's like a one night stand, I'm very lazy.
Yeah, maybe actually.
Because I'm like, I'm not willing to impress you.
But see, I don't do it for impression. Like it.
You enjoy it.
There's something that goes on. Like, I had to change my underwear after, and all I did was give him a blowy.
Wow. Mm. I mean, I've had that happen a couple times, but again, it's more like when I've just really liked them.
Yeah,
just,
yeah, yeah.
You suck them off, and you just really want to.
Yeah.
You're like hungry, you know. Like,
hungry like a dog.
Yeah.
I got that dog in me.
Because you do get those guys who are like, loving pussy. Like,
yeah, I never understood it.
No.
But I feel like vaginas taste smell way worse than dick.
They do. They do.
Yeah, I ate a tuna sandwich on the way here just so you couldn't like smell my fanny. Like, you have to be like, is that her breath or is that her fannies? Who knows?
No, the and a vagina is also just a bit more complicated to like work around.
Yeah, really, you just shove a dick in your mouth and like,
yeah, I mean, a cock is like, you just, so long as you don't bite it off, that's basically all you need to do.
Advice, no teeth.
Yeah. Which I didn't learn till recently. I was always giving it the old nibble.
Yum, 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 yum. Just a bit hungry, I thought it was food. You said you wanted to feed me.
I can't remember, I was talking to someone the other day and they were like, yeah, I had a girl once who Jenny thought guys enjoyed like a teeth scrape along there. This girl's just like,
imagine.
He's like, why? Imagine. Are you doing that? Are you horny and bored and feel like you want to chat to me? Maybe you want to send me your inner monologue or maybe just a picture of your knob? Then go to catbaker.co.uk where you will find my premium explicit subscription sites. I have my OnlyFans and then I have my Admire Me VIP. The Admire Me is a little bit more kink friendly, so go there if you've got certain needs. But I also have my Admire Me premium shop where you can buy videos without a subscription. But for just one small monthly fee, you can chat to me and see all my explicit content. So go to catbaker.co.uk and have a happy time fapping. Well, I've had guys like nibble my vagina before and I'm like, don't.
Yeah, they're like, try and love bite it.
Yeah.
Or something like, then you're like, you're like looking down, you're like, oh, okay, just put it inside. Just
imagine,
put your dick inside.
It's like, imagine what it feels like to get your knob nibbled on. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
That is a no-no.
No. No teeth. Oh, my God.
Could imagine you take those dentures out.
Do you think, because you have two, do you think you'd be well built for like a challenge, like a however many day in a day challenge, like a Bonnie Blue?
Well, in theory, I could technically probably last longer because there's like, if one gives up, the other one's ready to go. But also as well, it's in, there's two in one space, so theoretically it's actually tighter than the average. So
yeah,
it's like quite a lot. I get tired after one. Like, I like when I when I do shoots and stuff, for if I'm like shooting for like 2 hours, I'm like, okay, I'm done. I don't know how these girls are doing, like, but I guess they're sleeping with, no offense, sleeping with average Joes who have average Joe penises. Whereas I'm not an average go kind of girl. If you whip it out and it's small, I'm going to tell you to fuck off.
Really?
Yeah. People have always asked me like, oh, would you do like a Bonnie Blue situation? Mm. Absolutely fucking not, mate. They've got tiny dicks. Mm. Like, I only want big, no offense. I love, I'm like, no offense, I promise. I don't want to sleep with people with small dicks. It's not fun.
Well, we all have a preference.
Yeah. I kind of like to feel like I'm in pain. Like, am I like, whoa, am I gonna like have one vagina at the end of this, or am I gonna have two?
Oh, see, I love an average. I don't think any woman loves a small. Like,
I don't think anyone does.
I really want a small. But I think that's part of my laziness, like the sort of not like wanting, like I, you know, not wanting to like prep.
Well, to be fair, if you're not eating out enough or you're not wet enough and someone with a fucking monster is trying to shove it inside you, absolutely fucking not. Absolutely not.
That's a nightmare. Do you order those like gallon of lube things?
No. I actually don't. I just whack my vibrator on until I squirt quite quickly. Oh, and then I just use that as lube.
Is it two fountains? No. I know that's not how the anatomy works. But that would be cool.
No, it would be cool. But I can obviously, you know, you can squirt from penetration. I can squirt from penetration in either.
Oh, okay. See, I'm not a squirter. God, what do I do? Nothing. Starfish.
People love that.
Yeah.
Some people love that.
Necrophiliacs love me.
Let me live out my fantasy.
But I will say, guys, I mean, this is two women with two tight vaginas. I hope you've heard what struggles we have, you know.
It's hard.
It is very hard being us. Having three tight vaginas
in one room. Fuck.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm surprised the walls aren't caving in.
I know.
Fuck, it's too tight in here. Have you had dicks make you bleed?
Some what?
Have you had dicks make you bleed?
Dicks make me bleed? Yes, I had. In fact, one of the scenes I filmed.
Oh.
It like bled a bit, so we stopped and I sorted it out. And then, but it wasn't like painful. It was just,
no, do you know what I noticed that? It's not painful. It's just bleeding. And you're like.
Kind of like when you accidentally wipe your ass too hard. You know, it's like a bit bloody.
What a comparison. Absolutely, though. Nail on
head. It's not like you go, ow. It's just
happening. And you're like, do you know what? If I play back in my head the moment that it happened, I'd be able to tell you, like, on the scene where it happened. Because there was at one point I was like, you are fucking my cervix. Ow, ow, ow.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, and then, like, 5 minutes later, I was bleeding. So, like. But then it doesn't hurt after. It is weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, you're not like, it's not as hurtful as when you scrape your knee.
No, not at all.
That hurts more.
It's not the same. Though when they cut, have you ever had it where they've the outside of your vagina has been a little bit ripped?
Yeah, that's horrible.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah,
that's not the same as the inside.
I don't know if I've had it when it's like been actually, but I feel like it's almost been, and then it's like so.
Yeah, you're like, please don't touch me there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking tight vagina life.
Yeah, I know. I just, you know, wish we could have those big baggy vaginas, but unfortunately, we've been made this way.
Too tight. Well, I think actually the looseness and the tightness of your vagina must depend, like, not from birth, but I think it's something that you are born with.
Yeah, and it's just age related.
Oh.
Yeah, because I use a moon cup, right?
Oh yeah.
And they you have to get a bigger size once you hit 30. Yeah. And I'm 30, but I got the bigger size and it's too big.
Go on. I got that 20-year-old pussy.
Exactly. If my pussy isn't 30, then I don't think I'm 30.
Oh yeah, 100%. We go on pussy ages, not ages. That's actually wild.
Yeah, I put it in and I was like, oh, it's just too big. This isn't working. I mean, like, I got it in, but it wouldn't stay right because it was just too big. It was just
too big.
Go on, gal. Yeah, I know. It's also for women, if you've given birth vaginally, you have to get the bigger size.
That's fine. Fuck that. Fuck.
Yeah.
Another reason. Children terrifying.
Yeah.
Ripping.
They will.
Ripping vaginas to buttholes. My mum actually told me a traumatising story. I don't know if I should tell you, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Oh, yeah, tell it. Tell it anyway.
Her friend gave birth and it ripped, obviously, from her vagina to her bum. They sewed, yeah, her back passage to her front. When they stitched her up, so she was shitting out of her vagina for a week.
They just did it wrong.
They just sewed her up wrong, so she was just like shitting out of her vagina.
How wild is that?
Oh my god.
I didn't even think that that was possible. I was like, I didn't even know that was a thing, but if there's a woman with a list about babies, put that on there.
And that is a beautiful image that I'm going to leave my followers with.
Enjoy.
Because I'm unfortunately going to rush off pretty soon. But is there anything? Firstly, I'll put your socials down below and everything for everyone to click the links on. Annie Charlotte. But is there anything else, any advice you would love to give my horny followers at home?
Stay horny. It's fun.
Mm.
And really, that's it. Keep wanking.
Be proud to wank.
To her and my content.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or maybe even us together. Yeah. Who knows?
Send money.
Subscribe. Like and subscribe. And also subscribe to the other sides. Thank you.
Fabulous. Right. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.